great again of morning. Fare you well, fare you well. In the great again of morning. Fare you well, fare you well. In the great again of morning. Fare you well, fare you well. In the great again of morning. And blow your trumpet. Fare you well, fare you well. Come on, Gabriel, and blow your trumpet. Fare you well, fare you well. I want you to blow it nice and easy. Fare you well, fare you well. Don't you wake my children who are down there sleeping. Fare you well.
First, by now, I need to tell you that this next number rose straight to the top of the charts in Turlock, California. Numero uno, and stayed there for a week or two. They love us in Turlock, and we love them for that.
Thank you. some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, this shipping seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Last 1 hour ago, so I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. Aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
To bring out the best in me and in you too. this is my mind. Seesaws, do you see, do you see, do you see how you hurt me, baby? So I hurt you too. Then we both get so blue. I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, looking for the key to set me free. Oh, the jealousy, the greed is the unraveling. It's the unraveling. Wanna knit your sweater, wanna write you a love letter, wanna make you feel better, wanna make you feel free. Mm-hmm. Wanna make you feel free, wanna make you feel
never been to Finland before, and it's very nice to be here. Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. We could have had him any day. And only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Ain't nobody knows. And all the Federales say we could have had him any day, and only let him slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose. Poncho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert. desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the stories were told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. We'll save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Now he's growing old. A few gray federales say, could I have had him any day? Only let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose. So wrong, out of kindness, I suppose.
Kitchen cooking breakfast for the queen. The queen was in the parlor playing piano for the children of the king. Playroom, painting pictures for the children's holiday. The Duchess of Kikori always smiling and arriving late for tea. Duke was having problems with a message at the local Airbnb. Especially by the children down the line.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene, and you treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. You gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Sincerely, L. Cohen.
You be true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going, out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the doo-dah man once told me, you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radio Valencia. You are listening to Radio Valencia in the beautiful Mission District of San Francisco, California. It's a nice kind of weird, balmy evening. Kind of it's a little bit dreary, but also weirdly warm. And I guess indicative of the transition in seasons. And please bear with us while we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. But we did just listen to a lovely kind of classic rock folk set that we will break down for you momentarily. But I don't know. All right. And welcome. Here we are with the bed music. And yeah, I can hear it on the headphones. So thank you for bearing with us. Well, we had a moment of technical difficulties, but again, you are listening to Radio Valencia in the beautiful Mission District in San Francisco, California. And you can listen to us on radiovalencia.fm, just on our website. If you go to radiovalencia.fm, you can click listen now on the homepage and listen to us. Or we also have an app where you can download our app and listen to us there as well. And also, we are always looking for new DJs. If you are interested in learning how to DJ, learning how to DJ vinyl, digital, CD, whatever your interest, we got you, boo. Don't you worry. Send us an email. You'll find all the information on our website. And you can come and train with one of our beautiful resident DJs. Yes. And we will teach you all the things. And you can have everyone be subjected to your musical tastes and have them be educated. And maybe you could be educated too. We are always looking for new folks.
Always looking for new people, yeah.
Please reach out to us. We would love to have you.
Yes. All right, I'm back. Sorry,
DJ Doug is back.
I had to restart my computer to get the bed music working.
But like I said, always need new DJs. We would love to have you. If you want to learn how to DJ, if you want to learn how to use a mixer, vinyl, CD, have no fear, darlings. Come, email us, send us an inquiry. We know it can be intimidating to start, but like I said, have no fear. This is a great place to start because you can shadow one of our resident DJs, and we will teach you everything. And this is a safe, fun space to learn. And we'll show you all the things, and we are fun and unpretentious music nerds, and we'd love to have you. So come on, come on in if you're interested in having a show here. And on that note, thank you for bearing with us for a moment of technical difficulties, but we just had a beautiful set of some fun kind of classic folk rock funness. No,
Americana
that's a folk rock fun. And actually this set was a very intentional homage to a person that I loved very dearly and I was very close to, that sadly passed away a couple months ago. And tonight was the first night that I felt like I can do a set of music and musicians and bands that to pay respect to them without losing my composure. So that's what we're doing tonight. And so let's talk about what we just played.
We just heard Truckin' from the Grateful Dead from their album American Beauty.
Yeah. I mean, that's the studio shorter version.
They have very few studio records. It's one of them. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. To your point,
because they're better live bands.
And I feel weirdly. I feel like the Grateful Dead is kind of like this weirdly kind of divisive band where people kind of like love them or don't. But I'm like, I don't feel like I'm in either camp. I like the Dead, and maybe it's because I'm from the Bay and I work in the hate. And I mean, I think they're great. I like them.
I think the one thing I will say knock against them is, you know, That's like probably their biggest record, but it's not really that good. They never really put out like an amazing record.
Yeah.
Earlier we played Europe 72. I think it's probably their best record, but it's a live record.
Yeah, and but their studio recorded records. But I mean, it's like they were like a jam band, and that was.
What I'm saying is their studio recorded records, they don't really have one that's like magical.
Which one?
They don't have one that is. They don't have a Led Zeppelin 2. They don't have a Pet Sounds. You know, they don't have that record.
However, I will say maybe to the Grateful Dead's defense, and also for me being a punk rock girl, and their defense too, like, I feel like maybe the point, and this is me kind of going on conjecture here, but with like the Grateful Dead and also like punk bands, it's like it wasn't about like the studio sound.
Oh, no,
and like
I
that,
get that
because one of the reasons like punk bands became like such a thing was like they were kind of rebelling against bands like Boston that spent so much time in the studio perfecting and sounding so good in the studio and then sounded like shit live.
I get that, but what I'm saying is it doesn't you could still have good studio records even if you're a live band. For example, Circle Jerks has one of the best punk rock records ever studio recorded, and they don't have that.
Oh, you mean live recorded?
Group Sex.
Group Sex is one of the best punk rock albums of all time.
What I'm saying
I agree with you.
The Grateful Dead, even though they come from a live background like many punk bands, they still don't have that record.
Okay.
Dead Kennedys still good records, classic records. They just never did that. I'm not saying that. I get it. It's part of their thing in a way, but they still probably could have done it if they tried.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Jazz live records are where it's at. But still, a lot of jazz artists have put out records that I sound so nasally on the fucking air, don't I? I'm sorry, I have like some major.
Sorry, that's why I don't ever listen to our reruns because when I hear my voice, I'm like, ew, is that what I really sound like?
Major like allergy sinus things the last few days. And when I hear it in my head, when I talk to people, it sounds okay. But on the note, I'm like, it sounds like I'm holding my like nose shut
like,
while I'm talking.
What am I doing?
I'm just saying, it's one of the knocks. One of the knock with them is it's so easy listening.
Yeah, no,
like,
I mean, I hear what you're
like
saying.
It's like Yanni music for drug users.
I hear what you're saying.
Some of it's good. And I think, American Beauty is probably their most heralded studio record.
American Beauty, beautiful studio album, and also Axamaxa, beautiful studio album. But yeah, to your point, also like
they never really put out that record.
Grateful Dead is like so much. I feel like what they're known and loved for is like their live recordings. Yeah.
Their bootlegs are superior to their studio recordings.
Dude, yeah, 100%. I hear you.
Famous Blue Raincoat by the great Leonard Cohen from a best of record.
The late great. Yes.
Yeah. I love his, if you ever see his live set he did, the Isle of Wight Festival after Woodstock in England.
Okay.
So after Woodstock,
I know.
They had a big festival, the Isle of Wight. It's this island out there, right? And they brought all these great artists. Bob Dylan played. Who didn't play Woodstock?
Who? I think I've heard of him.
Jimi Hendrix played all these people.
Wait, who?
And like,
wait, is that like K-I-K-S?
Anyway,
I'm just being a dick.
But the live recording of Leonard Cohen for ILO 8 is amazing.
Okay,
there's a recording out there. It's really accessible, and he followed Jimi Hendrix.
Okay,
like you being like rocked out, and then you have like coming off your drugs, and you get into like. It's 4 in the morning. Anyway, I just think that's amazing. Leonard Cohen following Jimi Hendrix. Before that, "Cry Baby Cry" from the Beatles, the White Album, the Espanol version.
Man, I mean, I'm.
Wait,
gonna...
El Blanco. Album?
El Blanco. Well, yeah. A friend of mine, because I was telling him how I
Blanco
the White Album was one of the only Beatles albums that I did not own, and then so we got in this like Argentinian like copy release, and a friend colleague of mine like set it aside for me. He's like, hey, he's like, you said you didn't have the White Album, I set this aside for you. And I was like, oh yeah, cool, like thank you. And it's beautiful, but yeah, like literally like all like the song names are literally like listed like in Spanish. So I was like, you know, and I'm going to say something controversial yet brave. Like, I'm not, I'm like, I like the Beatles, of course. And yeah, also, like, I feel overrated. Like there's a big, but also I feel like there's a big difference between, like liking a band and, like, respecting a band.
Yeah,
and,
like,
of course, I have, like, massive respect for the Beatles and what, you know, how they changed music. And, you know, we're not talking about respect and their and like their how they influence and change like music and the industry. Like, that's I get that. I know that. I understand that. I respect that. I'm just talking about like my growing up in the 80s and 90s and just like, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I like the Beatles. I just like, I love the album Abbey Road, but also the White Album or like Album Blanco.
Their last two records are the best.
Well, my favorite is Abbey Road.
Abbey Road, Let It Be, the best.
Abbey Road is definitely my favorite.
But
Abbey Road, because I feel like pretty much every song on Abbey Road is a banger. But like, I love a lot of songs on El Album Blanco. But Cry Baby Cry is, I feel like, one of the most beautiful, gut wrenching, rip your heart out in the most beautiful way possible. Where I'm just like, look at my arms, look at how do you say, like, mi piel de gallina, like look at my goosebumps. Like, that's how beautiful that song is that it gives you goosebumps. Yeah. And obviously Cry Baby Cry is on the White Album. And so happy to play that tonight and happy to have it in my collection.
Yeah. Before that, we had Johnny Mitchell from Blue doing All I Want, the Johnny Mitchell record.
And Joni Mitchell, Blue, I think, is one of the most beautiful, again, talking about beautiful, heartbreaking, gut-wrenching, one of those albums that, like, breaks your heart and puts it back together again in one album in the best way possible. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if there's any bitch that can do that, it's Joni Mitchell, and Blue is, like, the quintessential example, and... Like, it's a great break-em album, too. Like, if you're just like, some asshole was a jerk, and I'm just going to, like, take a bath and be like, fuck that guy, but I'm okay. Like, you listen to Blue, and like, it's just...
Yeah, listen to Alanis Morissette.
It's or Jagged Little Pill, and it's like, but it's so good. But, I mean, All I Want, I just feel like it's one of the most beautiful, heartbreaking... Like, gives you goosebumps, gorgeous songs ever written. And I actually, like, when DJ Doug and I were getting ready for our set tonight, because I have an old beater copy of Blue, and I was like, I bought a replacement album for it, and I was like, I need to find my newer one. And I did.
You know,
because my old one's so beat up, I need to retire it. But that's how much I love that album, is that I wore the first one down.
Yeah, that's good. I have something to say. I'll say it later. Before that, Simon Garfunkel from Bookends doing America.
America.
Which, when it started out, it sounded a hell of a lot like a... I forget his name already.
Who?
A Portland guy, I was just saying, killed himself. It sounded like
Elliot Smith.
It sounded like just the Elliot Smith song in the beginning. It's like every Elliot Smith song.
It's not really an Elliot Smith song, but I feel like America. I mean, to me, it's not one of those, like, again, kind of in that vein of like so beautiful, it rips your heart out and makes your like your hair stand on end. But like America, I feel like, is also one of those songs that just is really about change and coming of age and like I said, change, embracing change, and like the beauty and bittersweet and heartache and embracing that but mourning that at the same time. And it's weird because sometimes I feel like sometimes when you actually listen to the lyrics of a song, you're like, oh, maybe that's actually not what that song is about at all. But that's all that this matters about in this moment, because it was my set. But to me, America is about change and the beauty and the fear, but the bittersweet of the letting go, but the also power and excitement of embracing what's new. And that song America is about. And it's a beautiful, it's about fear but looking forward. And it's such a beautiful, heartbreaking song.
The Witch's Cauldron of Immigrants all mixed together.
Yeah, it's a, yeah. It's a beautiful, heartbreaking, bittersweet, gorgeous song.
Okay. Yes. Yeah,
was that that?
Actually, no, we started off, sorry, with Truckin' from Grateful Dead, Europe 72, because we had the book ended, because I was saying...
The long version.
I like Europe 72.
The long version.
Because I think it expresses the Dead more properly, because they're a live band, but mm-hmm. I've also learned, and you know, the problem with Europe 72 is, like a lot of live records in the 70s, the studio forced them to do overdubs, so it's not fully live.
Right.
The same with Song Remains the Same. A lot of that's overdub.
Oh, right.
And I caught some when we watched the movie for Live at Pompeii, Floyd.
Oh, that was
there was
beautiful.
Overdubs involved because the guy, he switched from organ to piano.
Yeah.
He heard the piano before he visually switched. So they were doing mm-hmm. something overdub there or a different take.
A different
take. I got very like, ooh, I saw that.